All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inge Shah from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on contentment. And we have some of our usual co-hosts coming in. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. He's a high diving champion of the world. We have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
And also we have Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkana, BC. Also my brother and just an extreme survivalist. And yeah, we have some great music coming in. We have some Robot Monster, we have some Hippie Death Cult, we have Wasp, we have Millie Raccoon, and also, if we have time, some Justin Johnson. So stay tuned for all that. We welcome our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Italy, from Spain, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Japan, from China, from Ukraine, from Russia, from New Zealand, from Australia, from Philippines, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So stay tuned. We have a great show. We're going to start off with some energetic music from Robot Monster and their song called Night Terrors. We're also dedicating this to
Trina Cicada.
Trina Cicada from
Metro Vans.
Yeah, she helped me through some night terrors, so lots of appreciation to her. So stay tuned for some Robot Monster Night Terrors. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Oh, just a minute. That was an awesome one. That was Robot Monster Night Terrors. And we were dedicating that one to Trina Cicada from Metro Van. Mm-hmm. And we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. Thank you for joining us, Wegedesk.
My pleasure. It's such an honor to tune in with Eagle Nation, to hear your guys' voice and to spread our positivity through the airwaves. Guys, let's do this.
Awesome, beautiful. We'd like to get this show started right, and we'd like to ask you to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Let's get ready for these deep breaths with a relaxation of our shoulders, our jaw, our fingers. Just feel the weight of your body wherever you are, sitting down, standing up. And as we do these deep breaths, we're bringing in all the positivity and really acknowledge how easy the air comes into our body. And when our lungs are super full of tension, because they're so full of air, just going to let everything go. Don't worry about anything. That's the cleansing process. And let's do three of these, guys. In three, two, one, all the way in through the nose. Oh, yeah, that's good. Let's do two more of those. That was so much fun. Nice. And one more. Yeah, that's good stuff
right there. Can't buy that at any grocery store.
Oh, man, that's so right. Awesome, man. Thank you, brother. That was so beautiful, getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstream, up to our brain, getting us ready for an awesome show. And our subject is going to be on contentment, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, contentment. Well, you know me, I like to break words down. And right off the bat, it sounds like, you know, you're just being content. But there's also that word content in there, or it sounds like it at least. And you've got content and you've got ment. And I know ment is from the Latin word for mind. And so you've got this like content mind. And I mean, I think it's really important for us always to be taking control of our thoughts. That's why we do our deep breaths, because they help us relax. They help us, you know, release any tension that we have in our body, and that's going to help us be content. And all the mind states that we have, whether it's angry, happy, sad, you know, fulfilled, all of these good things. Sorry guys, hold on a sec. I'm just getting another call. There we go. We got to make sure that what our mind is full of does keep us content. Mm. And how do we do that? But by tuning in to things like this radio show, talking with friends and family about things that are going on in our life, community, exercise, all those good things that we know, we intrinsically know about them. And I think sometimes we're a little bit lazy, or we think we can get away with not doing them. But the more that we do them, the more our self-confidence builds, the more our, you know, our value builds and how we feel about ourselves. So, you know, those are some of the words that I have to say about contentment. And I thought that was a really interesting word, Chief. So I'm interested to know what you think about it.
Well, it reminded me of the words of Counselor Fari. I spent so much time with her and learned so much counseling words. And she used to tell a lot of people, including myself and probably herself too. And she noticed that there was a lot of people that were, you know, trying to escape their realities, their problems, their issues. And a lot of us, we think that we can escape them by moving to a new place or a new environment. Mm. And she always used to tell me and other people, you know, wherever you go, everything's going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't resolve them wherever you are, going to a new place isn't going to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we have to take responsibility, and it's kind of a discipline. it's kind of something that we have to address within ourselves to resolve them here and now as we are. Mm-hmm. And one of those kind of things is to be content and to realize, okay, you know, I have all my legs, my arms, my fingers, my toes, everything that we take for granted. And I see this every day. You know, I'm all over the city. I see people, you know, they got missing legs, missing arms. Some of them are blind. Some of them are deaf. And, you know, it makes me realize, man, I'm so blessed. I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be content. I should be happy. I should be, like, feeling blessed. And that's where the contentment comes in, to have the discipline to realize, I got to, like, slow my brain down. I got to, like, realize that I got to control myself. That's the only thing we can control is ourselves. That's the only thing we can change is ourselves. And when we can control ourselves, change ourselves, we can affect the world and change the world. And, you know,
yeah,
this is...
I agree.
This is what we're all about. We're here to change the world, to make a positive impact, to empower people for human rights and justice. And I'm just so blessed, and I'm just happy, and I'm just so content. I'm very pleased with Magnus, Robin, Conrvar, Jesse, all the volunteers here, Michael, Michelle, Katie, there's another one. There's a few other ones that are on the board that I got to write them down so I don't forget. And just acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
And just show the appreciation for all these people here that help us keep continuing and be a blessing to this world and earth. And thank you so much for joining us and bringing us through these deep breaths and giving us that enthusiasm for life and positivity. It's just a blessing to always have you on our program.
My pleasure, guys. I'm really honored to be a part of it. And thanks to all the listeners and everybody there. It's super special to connect and talk about these really important and sometimes overlooked things. I really appreciate you mentioning just, you know, being happy for having legs and happy for being able to breathe and all those real simple things. So thank you for that reminder. And I look forward to our time again next week.
Beautiful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And have a great rest of your week and weekend. We're looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
All right, guys. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Yeah,
bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always a blessing to have his words of wisdom and enthusiasm and just bringing us some positivity into our lives. So we're going to continue on with our program. We're coming up next. We have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We're going to play her a song from Hippie Death Cult and their song Red Meat Tricks. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Whew, man, that was heavy. That was Hippie Death Cult and their song Red Meat Tricks. They're from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And they're pretty cool. They're a three-piece band. One of them is from Toronto, the other one's from Idaho, and the other one's from local Portland.
Wow.
So they got together through destiny. They're a big shout out to those communities because we get a lot of good music from down there, like Nirvana, and a lot of great musicians come out of there. So big shout out to all of those places. And just continue on, rock on, meddle on. And so we have with us our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Hi.
And we'd love to hear your words on contentment.
Yeah, I'm, as usual, I'm loving hearing what you've had to say and what Wegedesk has had to say. And what came right away when I thought of the word contentment was inner peace, like a sense of inner peace, like that solid kind of core inside. And it did connect for me very closely to appreciation, which is what you were talking about earlier on some level, like being grateful for whatever any of us have to be grateful for. Like, you know, oh, I have fingers that work, or I have eyesight, or I have all of the above, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But also appreciation for I drank some water, or whatever, because there's simplest things. It's just so easy for, it's so easy to not, to just take that as par for what happens in life. But I also, so that was a big one because it was relating to what you were saying. The other thing that came to mind when you were talking about, you know, if feeling fortunate without having, you know, with having all your fingers and all your, both of your legs and your arms and stuff, is I also thought of people who have lost that and how they still find ways sometimes. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine, but I was thinking about Superman and how, what was his name? Who was Superman?
Clark Kent.
Thank you. Yeah. I had to dust off my memory banks there. Thank you, my external hard drive memory system. And, you know, after he did go through a fairly deep depression after he became paralyzed. But at a certain point, with the support of family and friends, too, encouraging him, he ended up really resetting his purpose in life and really helping helping so many people, because the whole there are some people who can walk as a result of some of the initiatives that he really encouraged and lobbied for. And so I think, like, somehow it can tie to purpose too at times, that it's active on one level, but there's also, like, if it ties into a feeling of being able to feel anchored and at peace even amidst tragedy. So that was another thing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, because, you know, it's kind of like the inspiration that we gather from, like, for instance, my brother. You know, he went went through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and also like my niece that went through her neurological disease and still going through, but striving on, continuing on, and just inspiring us. I just learned from our brother Sagaj about her coming through in her education. And she's like an A-plus student. And even though she misses a lot of her school and everything, she tries so hard to continue and keep up.
Right, still and keeps a focus
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah. And so she's very dedicated and strong-willed and very, very great inspiration for myself. Like when I see her and she's like, almost looks normal to me.
Yeah.
And yet I know
she's got these struggles going on.
I know these issues are really heavy on her, and it's just amazing and marvelous to see.
Yeah.
And just like all the people that I see, like all over the city, you know, with missing limbs and just suffering, and they're continuing on and fighting on and striving on. Just a very marvelous thing to witness and take that positive energy from them.
Yeah, and I think it was Wegedus who was mentioning about, or maybe it was you that was talking about, you know, being connected with other people, you know, and to me that ties in just generally to contentment, but also that we are going to go through the trial and tribulations too, and there's still a way, you know, ultimately it's human to get to feel really down when there's losses or really, you know, go through dark times, but at the same time, connecting with other people can help to kind of soften that so that we can recalibrate and start to get, you know, get out of that, the dark hole part of life, which can happen to us if we, especially, you know, with the different trials and losses that people can go through. So I just really love that point. And then that busy brain part, like the other thing that came to mind was, I don't know how this relates really on a level, but sort of, and maybe it comes back to that appreciation thing. I thought, when do I feel like the most content? And sometimes it can be simple things like, it's not always connecting with people. Sometimes it's connecting with nature. Mm-hmm. So I really like lying on a blanket in a very dark sky and being able to just see stars, which is hard in the city. Mm-hmm. But I just like simple things like that sometimes, and it can really, I guess, put us back into a perspective of, it's a really big gift of being able to just witness and be part of this life.
I like what you said about laying on a blanket. It's to me, it's very similar in some situations where I'm just like laying flat on the ground.
Yep.
You know, just being totally in touch with the world and nature. And those kind of things do give us that sense of contentment and being at one with, you know, the world and the energies around us, and just grounds us in a sense, and in a literally too.
Yeah, exactly. Like I sometimes imagine giving away my worries into the ground, like letting the ground soak it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a powerful image for me. I mean, I guess everybody has their own.
Well, that's a beautiful way to say it, and we hope everybody else does that out there and starts using that and utilizing it. So, thank you so much for your.